In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning, Holy Innocents. Lovely to see everybody, and after the healing conference weekend, great to be with you this morning. And in that conference, I had some friends here with me. We were discussing how our sermons were going to go today, or what we were going to do, and if we had worked on them. And you guys have heard me talk about colics before, and I was like, I was going to put a little in, maybe not a lot. And then all of a sudden, a friend of mine goes, oh, I'm doing the colic. I'm like, oh, come on. So I was like, it's amazing how God moves when we're free in conversation and fellowship together. So, colics. They are wonderful prayers that set the tone for our scriptures, our communal worship together. They teach us the central themes of the readings and the liturgical seasons, as well as gathering all of our prayers to offer them up to the Lord. As the collect began today, blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. For our learning, which is to study, to sit with, to listen, to follow Jesus, and to trust in God no matter who, when, where, what, and why. It is being intentional rather than being unintentional, or as we heard, idle. Idleness can set in pretty quick. Just as we had the hymn before, reading the gospel, the first stanza, teach me, my God and King, in all things thee to see, and what I do in anything to do it as for thee. It all is tying in together, teaching us every moment of every second when we sit and listen of all scriptures. The remaining of the collect goes, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Who doesn't want that? How does that sound? However, in Luke's gospel today, feels kind of like bad news. A little depressing, a little hopelessness. Yeah, and we once again have that apocalyptic language we had from last week carried over, the end of times. Destruction of temples, impostors of teaching, wars and insurrections, great earthquakes, famines and plagues, nations against nations, and yet you have the great signs from heaven. Okay, yeah, that sounds like a great sign, doesn't it? Sounds a little scary, what do I do with this? And yet, it's uncertainty right around the corner of every day. How often do we seek answers when an uncertain, we don't know what is going to happen, just as the disciples asked Jesus, teacher, when will this be? Are we not like the disciples sometimes? Do we listen to Jesus when he teaches? Or are we more interested in knowing what is coming our way? Sometimes we think knowing what is coming is better than being in the dark. This is our human efforts that are not fully grounded in God, even if we try to not be in that moment. However, we learn from the scriptures. Jesus tells them to not be terrified. This is an acknowledgement of fear in this passage that was felt. But hope, to not feel terrified. I mean, who wouldn't feel terrified? I mean, you're following Jesus. Here we go again. We have another teaching. We have another, wait a minute. You're telling me I'm going to be arrested and persecuted. When does this happen? And yet we'll be allowed to testify. Okay, that sounds like fun. Okay, so we're being prepared for the unknown of hurt and betrayal from our parents, from our brothers, from relatives and friends, and maybe even some of us are going to be put to death. Okay, I'm not sure how I feel about this. Can we replay this? Can we keep going? But we're not supposed to be terrified. Where's my inner peace? Then Jesus goes on, and he teaches, but not a hair of your head will perish. By your endurance, you will gain your souls. He finishes that not being terrified of all that is coming, but yet your soul will be gained. Wow. Endurance and perseverance are emphasized everywhere in this gospel. When you read through it and sit with it and listen to it and mark it, it is right there, the hope. The endurance and perseverance go hand in hand. They're not separated. They are, yes, two distinct, but they're complementary. Their qualities help all of us overcome challenges without even realizing it. Endurance is the foundation to keep going. It is withstanding hardships and pain that are either extended over a period of time or a short time of period without giving way. It is also through endurance that our attitude demonstrates resilience, the ability to withstand both the unknown and the known challenges. Perseverance is the commitment to strive through when faced with challenges and setbacks, highlighting the determination to approach and overcome them. Yes, they work hand in hand. How do we overcompensate sometimes to have the endurance and not persevere, or persevere and not have the endurance? Perseverance is the moving, the striving. Not only is it a commitment, it is also being obedient to God. You can have endurance without perseverance, but you cannot persevere without having some level of endurance. Where do we fall into this? This is our growth in the face of adversity. Even when we get tired, are we not compelled to open up to the Lord in any small or large situation? Do we not grow deeper spiritually, trusting in God, but acknowledging that trust in God through those challenges? This gospel is an encouragement to hold on to our faith. Just as Jesus tells the disciples to hold on, yes, this is coming. Yes, this will not. However, yes, a commitment. It is being a witness for Christ, who was handed over to be crucified. Jesus is preparing the disciples for suffering. Is Jesus not preparing for us for something to come for us, to persevere, to have the endurance? Some of these conversations took place in the healing conference yesterday of the struggles to keep going. Struggles will keep coming up. But how do we get through them? How do we maneuver through them? Following Jesus and with God's help. Peace will come. There will be a moment of the stillness. But if we commit ourselves to God and following Jesus, account for ourselves that we can testify to others, the words will come when we least expect it. When we least feel we have nothing we can share, we have nothing to offer, then all in that moment, the words are there. There is a story about an endurance and perseverance that I'm going to share with you. I had a classmate who was in a very small country from Africa. He had a challenge, and it was a challenge to grow spiritually more and to grow in depth of his studies. He had been a priest for a while. He and his family together made the choice. But yet, it wasn't a choice. It was following and discerning where God was leading him. He came to school with us. He gave up his church. He gave up his income. And he came with nothing but the clothes on his back and a suitcase. And he would find a way to send money home to his family, knowing the exchange of dollar rate. He had 4 children and a wife. And in that process of spending time with him and having conversations, he would always light up like a Christmas tree. He was full of the Spirit shining bright over him, always, the Spirit will guide me. God has me covered. It will be fine. And there was a few of us who were trying to understand what that meant. You know, we have our checklist. Well, if I do this, I don't have this, I don't do that. What do I do? How do I take care of this? I've got my kids, I've got my spouse. What do I do with an income? He came to follow and to come home and lead more with his congregation of how to be deeper. He was going through things I cannot even imagine where he was from. We had different struggles, different commitments, but yet the one foundation of following that Spirit, of listening and discerning and sharing each other's witnesses through this. We keep in touch every now and then. I get a text message at 2 a.m., different time zone. And I know it's I have a couple of friends that live over there in different countries. And he said, keep praying for my family. We are persevering through this. We are growing deeply. We are spiritually moving. God will provide. And I always send my messages back. And then out of the blue, he sends another message a couple days later and says, my bishop is giving me the cathedral of our country. My heart sank for him in such enjoyment, enthusiasm, and his witness of perseverance and endurance working together was a witness and testified to me to share and to show that there is so much movement. And yet, he texted me 2 days ago to let me know he just baptized the first baby in that cathedral. And it is a beautiful sight to see. And hopefully one day I will go visit him or he will come here so we can witness and testify with each other through our challenges and our struggles. His approach was different. It was a different kind of approach. And I keep reflecting on, what would we do? I heard responses, but what would we do? He did not panic. He relied on God's wisdom and the Holy Spirit to move through him. A witness to share the hope of Christ and perseverance in the face of adversity. We know that happens. We see it all the time when we turn on TV, cell phones, you name it. And yet, God is moving. We have to allow that Spirit to move us and pinpoint intentionally so that we can be taught and to learn from Scripture. It is about transforming any fear into a courageous witness. You never know what one person, whether it's in your life for a minute, a few months, or a year, could be so transformative for you. It is a blessing. It is the rock of our faith, is Jesus. So that is where I wanted to share with you a little more in depth of how the collect worked into our scriptures today and the story of endurance and perseverance through all of what the disciples are going to go through and Jesus telling them, you will not, you will have, and you will not be terrified. That is the peace that he keeps repeating with the disciples, and he keeps repeating it with us all the time, all the time. So for our learning, we are to study, to witness, to see, to be with, to follow Jesus, and trust in our Lord God. Amen.